Joining me here is Miss Dori Potter, and we've got ourselves a big to-do coming up here in a very short time. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we're really excited because we're putting together again right now the Interstate Farm and Home Show, and it's kind of a unique show because we teamed together our staff here in Bartlesville at KWN, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM, along with the staff up in Coffeyville, Kansas at KGGF, KUSN, and KQQF, to put together the Interstate Farm and Home Show. And so we truly reach miles and miles and across people and a people and across a lot of different territory to bring together a fabulous show. So basically today I'm just here to tell people to mark your calendars for it. It's the first full weekend in March, which would be Friday, March 6th and Saturday, March 7th. Friday, we start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and go till 7 o'clock at night. And then on Saturday, we start at 8:30 in the morning and go till 4. We have held it now the last few years at Nellis Hall, which is at Coffeyville Community College. Mm-hmm. Nellis Hall is a fabulous facility there. They've got actually two gyms, a big gym because they have a really great basketball team that gets a lot of people that come to their games. And so they break down all of the gymnasium stands and things like that. So it's just a huge barn type room. You know, I mean, it's huge. And then we bring in a false floor to go over the gym floor because we don't want to mess up the basketball floor. And then we have a pipe and drape company that comes in and sets up pipe and drape throughout there. So it ends up looking very elegant. You'd never guess that the day before it was a basketball facility, but it looks really nice. Uh-huh. And that's the big gym. Then there's a second gym just off to the side that we do the very same thing for. So it works out really well. We've got kind of a hallway in between where we set up and greet people and have a few booths there as well from some of our major sponsors. But it just truly is a fun event. We'll have over 100 businesses, you know, that are involved that'll come and set up booths. People will come and be able to get lots of goodies. You know, they want to show off their best that they have. And so they'll be giving you things and coupons and little items and stuff. You can sign up for door prizes and just a whole lot of fun. But that's not it. Also, outside is in the big parking lot, there's display of big stuff. And I have to admit, I don't have a clue what a lot of that stuff is.
But there's a lot of it.
Yeah, it's, you know, farm, ag, ranch type of industrial machinery. Mm-hmm. And but also things, there might be boats this year. There might be storage houses and stuff out there. Just all kinds of different things outside as well. So there's booths inside and outside. It is a big show. And so anyway, we want people to mark your calendars to plan on coming. If you happen to have a business that you might like to be a part of it, that's mm-hmm. what we're signing up people right now. And you know, you can still be a part of it. We have all kinds of different package sizes, different size booths, things like that. But you can still be a part of it. So give us a call here at the radio stations in Bartlesville or up at the radio stations in Kansas and find out how you might be able to be a part of it too. But it really is a fun show. And joining us right now is our promotions director, Tina Romine, and she was just up in Coffeyville doing a few things there and got back in time to, because she's really the one, she's the brains behind putting the logistics to all this together and has been working on it for several months, and she designs our posters and ads and things like that for it too. Welcome, Tina.
I was trying.
I think I scheduled those a little too close together, I think, so thanks for kicking us off here. And yeah, so I was on with Kyle, and we talked about all the different vendors that are going to be showing up and how wide of an area we have, because we have Springfield, Missouri, to Garden City, Kansas, and Enid, Oklahoma, Pryor, Grove. There's a lot of different
places. There's a lot of geography going on.
It really has grown. You know, it started out to be just pretty much an area-wide event, but it truly is interstate now. I mean, it has grown a whole lot. And the thing is, we say it's farm and home because it truly is farm and home. There's things for the ag-related, but then also home, you've got things like Pampered Chef and all kinds
Cincy of... Cincy and Signature Home Styles and, yeah.
Right. So, and little dogs. You see, it's all of them. But you also have fun cows.
Yes, we're getting the miniature cows back again from Half Pint Hooves. And she's actually bringing the calves this year, and I cannot wait to see them. I see their pictures on Facebook and stuff, and I think she posted a picture of the two that she's going to be bringing on our Interstate Farm and Home Show Facebook, and they're so adorable. I love them.
So it's really, it's a family affair. I mean, you know, come on, bring the family and enjoy walking through and browsing the booths. And we usually have concessions as well. And so there's some eats along the way. Again, you can sign up for things and get door prizes. So it truly is a lot of fun. We'll be doing some live broadcasts. Tom, we'll keep you busy. You'll be visiting with a lot of the vendors that are there as well.
Looking forward to that.
So it is fun. There's actually opportunity for some cash. We'll have two $500 cash winners, one at the end of Friday and one at the end of Saturday. So just by coming and registering, you have a chance to win a little money, too.
And who doesn't need an extra $500?
Oh, yeah, that's 500 very good reasons to show up each day.
And we have other door prizes from vendors as registration, too.
Right, And they have them at their booths as well, too. So just door prizes all over the place, so a lot of chances to win, and it's
a lot of take homes, a lot of goody goodies, and
you know, it's always fun just to get together and see a lot of people that you don't get a chance to visit with a lot too. It's kind of one of those old home weeks, so people kind of come together and just visit and look around and learn about what's going on in our community. And the nice thing is, you know, it does highlight our communities too. You really do get to see the best of the best, you know, of people and the genuine. They genuinely care. They're there because they want to talk to you. You know, they wouldn't go to the effort of setting up a booth if they didn't, and they didn't have taken the time to do it if they didn't want to visit with you. So you have a chance to one-on-one. You know, you've always wanted to know about something, but you're kind of afraid to go in the store and ask them because you thought, okay, I'm going to be committed. But no, there's no commitments. You just go and visit with them and find out a lot of answers to things that you might really have been wanting to find out about. Also, I might talk about Bartlett Co-op. Bartlett Co-op goes together with KGGF and KRIG to present it. They've done that every year as our major sponsor, title sponsor for it. And Bartlett Co-op is well known throughout our region with all their different locations they have and great people. And so I do want to give them a plug because they help make all this possible for us to do it too, as well as Coffeyville Community College, you know, opening their doors to us and allowing us to be there. It's a team effort by a lot of people to make it a special event.
And it has grown into those two gyms now, and you know, there's a lot of different things to see there. The both gyms are full, and so, you know, come stay an hour, come stay the day. I mean, you've got plenty of things to look at. There's tornado shelters and knickknacks, and there's all kinds of fun stuff. There's stuff for the kids, there's stuff for the adults, there's stuff for the guys, ladies, you know. Just come on and hang out.
And I might mention a few of our other major sponsors that are with us this year. Roman's Outdoor Power again, Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Quality Toyota and Quality Motors, Lucas Metalworks, Roman Motor Company, and the Cherokee Casino South Coffeyville. Those, are, again, are some of our major sponsors who've, a lot of them have been with us before and are joining with us that time, too. But like I said, we do have a package for everybody. So if you have a small business, even an at-home business, we have a few spaces left. So contact us quickly because we don't want you to be left out. But we do have a place for you and, like I said, a price package that can fit almost any budget, too. So it's not too late to be a part of it. But everybody else, plan on mark your calendar March 6th and 7th and join us for a whole lot of fun.
Now I'm bringing my family, I'm bringing the neighbors, and I'm bringing that kid down the road that looks like trouble just to keep him occupied. So yeah, you all got to do your best to get up there too.
And some people say, well, how much does it cost? Nothing. It's free. You know, you go to a lot of these shows in Tulsa or Oklahoma City or whatever, and the shows that are actually about the same size as this, and you have to pay $4, $5, $6, $8, $10, $12 to get in, depending on which show it is. And so, but this is totally free. Plenty of parking around there too, makes it easy. So it's a free show. Just come and enjoy.
And of course, a lot of great concessions to get a little sip of something to drink to keep you hydrated and maybe something to nibble on as you're bargain hunting.
Mm-hmm. And the concessions, actually, the proceeds of that go back to the soccer team at CCC. So you are still helping out the students there if you buy concessions as well. Mm-hmm. So
they do the concessions for us, and so it makes it a nice project for them and a money-making fundraiser for them.
And they're good.
Yeah.
They're little, they have hamburgers and hot dogs and
usually,
you know,
pizza.
Something. It's tasty.
Yeah.
It's all on my
so.
Diet.
Right?
Sure. It's all on there.
There's iced tea, too.
Boring.
That's all right.
Yeah, but it keeps you going, that's for sure.
But it is. It's a really fun weekend, and so we want people to. Also, something that Tina's working on right now, want people to mark their calendars for The cooking show, KWN Cooking Extravaganza. Yes, she's working hard on that, and we've been having some promo commercials going that are talking about get your recipes in.
I need them.
The date of the show is actually April 7th, and you say, well, that's so far away. But she's got to put the cookbook together because it needs to be put together, it needs to go to the printer, and then it needs to be stuffed in all the bags that we're going to have because everybody who comes to the cooking show gets a free bag. And so, it just takes some time to do all this. So now is the time to get your recipes in if you'd like to be in the cooking show, the cookbook. There we go. Now's the time to do it. How do they get to you, Tina?
Well, there's a lot of different ways you can get it to me, so you have no excuse to say, oh, I meant to do that. You can bring it by the station. You can email me directly, Tina@BartersvilleRadio.com. That's T-I-N-A. And you can go to OKCookingSchool.com and submit it there. You can go to BartersvilleRadio.com, and on the right side, there will be a little call-out, click-out, so you can click that, and it'll take you directly to the Submit the Website page. If you don't want to type it, if you don't want to scan it, just take a picture of it and email it to me. I'm fine with that. There's just a lot of different ways you can...
And you want all kinds of recipes. I mean, it doesn't have to be a particular category. You'll take all different recipes into. And then you usually feature them on KRIG. You do a little cooking show, once a week. And so a lot of times you'll feature those recipes on the radio as well.
Yes, we will.
But one lucky winner, of all the recipes that go in the cookbook, we do randomly draw one person, and they get to come on stage at the cooking show, talk about the recipe a little bit, and then they get a Branson prize package and all, too. So there's a little benefit for getting your recipe in now and getting in the cookbook and being a part of it as well. But we like to have it from a variety of people, places, and unique recipes, too. You know, if there's something that maybe your grandmother made, or maybe it's a recipe that you've just created yourself, we'd love to have it for our cookbook.
It's always fun to go through the cookbook and be like, oh, look, there's me. And then, you know, the group that's sitting next to you, you'll be like, oh, look, I'm in there. That's me. So that's always fun, too.
And mine are usually the recipes that have 5 ingredients or less, but find something to put in there.
You're going to get mine today for old man's chili because it's not like it's been made by an old man. It'll make you take a little nap like an old man when you're done. You say, well, that's good. That's nap worthy. So it's old man's chili, so I'll have that for you.
You know, I'm not good at chili. I'm just not.
Oh, really?
My husband's the chili maker in my house. It's just the one thing I just can't get there. Mm-hmm. So I'll try yours. Maybe it'll be better.
But we do, you know, encourage people to mark that for your calendar, too, April 7th. And tickets will go on sale March 1st for that. So we'll have, again, more information as it gets a little bit closer to it. But plan on being a part of it. We will have the show starting at 6:30 at the community center. But at 5 o'clock, we have in the community hall booth browsing time, so from 5 to 6:30. So if you have a business that might like to be a part of it, a vendor at one of our vendor booths, we have a lot of return businesses that come back year after year after year for that. So we don't have a lot of open spaces, but we have a couple left for that too. So it's not too early to get signed up for that. Just give us a call here at the station and we can tell you how you can be a part of that vendor area too.
And you don't have to be kitchen related. You don't have to be anything related that's specifically for the kitchen. Your business can be anybody, can target anybody that walks into a kitchen. Anybody.
It's just a short time there where you can really truly, again, see people, visit with people, and get your business out there to do a little marketing for your business, again, whether it's large or small. And like I said, we get a lot of repeat vendors back for it because it is such a neat opportunity for them. So join us if you can. But, so Tina's pretty busy working on these projects as well as the normal stuff she does.
It sounds delicious.
But we have a whole lot of fun. We're working on our celebrity chefs, too, for it. So we'll be exposing those pretty soon. Again, some of them will be repeat, and some of them will be new. So we aren't going to expose that yet. But know that we're going to have a great lineup again for the cooking show this year.
Super, super, super. Ladies, thank you for being on board today. And I'm looking forward to both events. And, of course, getting back up there to Coffeyville. I haven't been there nearly enough. I've only been there a couple of times. So this would be great to tour the campus and also see all of our wonderful vendors that we're going to have up there. And then, of course, well, you know me, I like to sample. that cooking shows, no brainer, I'm going to be there. Thank you very much. And, of course, look for more details on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. It's all there. Thank you once again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to and watching on Facebook Live, courtesy of our friends at Arvest, our community connection brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors on K1.